the Marlins and the Braves on Thursday. There'd be no Giancarlo Stanton without Giancarlo's dad, who probably watches his son from the stands. Let's pick it up, top two of a scoreless game.
Good breaking ball there, and Swanson swings and misses.
Here comes a 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him on strikes, and that's it for the Braves. They leave a runner.
Pitches mount here in the inning for Tehran. 3-2 coming. Bort right in that slot. Drives it into left center field. Stanton scores. Yelich scores. A two-run single for Justin Bort. Ranting and raving, talking about quality at bats all throughout this ball game and motivation for a series, four-game series against the Atlanta Braves. Stanton eat that ball. Stanton got a breaking ball. Absolutely blasts it to left, and it's gone. Upper take. Budweiser bar 58. You know, we talked about that walk his second time up, seeing the ball a little bit better. How about a first pitch breaking ball? He's back. So here he comes, Stanton back in Miami. Lost one to left. For number 58, three games after tonight. Against the lefties this year, very solid numbers, 308. Batting average, 37 for 120. He's got 14 home runs and 10 doubles. As you're counting, the infield hit was his 10th. Not usually counting infield hits for Stanton, but hey, he got the double digits. First game back for Giancarlo Stanton.
The Marlins take it 7-1, giving Dylan Peters his first career victory in his sixth big league start. Giancarlo Stanton becomes just the sixth player in baseball history with a 59 home run season to their credit. His 10 multi-homer games this season is just one shy of the all-time single season record. Even though the Marlins are not part of the 2017 playoff picture, Giancarlo Stanton continues to be the story in the major leagues as he continues his pursuit of 60 home runs. He's now at 59 after belting two more on Thursday, and Miami skipper Don Mattingly spoke about his big slugger after the Marlins took down the Braves 7-1.
Hey, somebody's got to jump out there. See here? Get caught in the elevator.
First question about Stanton and trying to get to 60. What are your thoughts there?
No, go ahead. Yeah,
you're. I was gonna say that right fielder of yours is pretty good right now. What, just he's the sixth guy to get to 59, and I know that that's that sort of thing that impresses him. But when you hear his name in that company, what comes to your mind?
No, I think it's impressive. I think he should be impressed because it's been something special here. Those two balls he hits tonight are, you know, obviously loud and quick, and they're fun to watch, to be honest with you. It's just amazing when you see them. It's been fun watching this, that's for sure. And it's, you know, pretty amazing to me that somebody hits that many. It's just a lot of homers, you know. So to watch it is really cool. Yeah, I think a lot of stuff, actually, kind of crazy night. Dylan was kind of all over the place. He's really struggled with his command, and, you know, he says when he comes out of the game that, you know, he's never struggled this much with his command. It is something I think that will get a lot better. But I do see, you know, over his starts here in September, you know, we've seen flashes of pretty good, and then we've seen flashes where he kind of battles through, you know, not having command, but still kind of gets through it. So I think it's, you know, hopefully there's some good indicators there for him kind of moving forward. If he could get a hold of that command, I think he can, you know, then it puts him in a little different light. He can get ahead in the count, use his breaking ball how he wants, use his changeup how he wants, spotting up the fastball. You know, it has the makings and kind of the framework of, of a guy that you can that can be dependable for you. You know, he's got enough fastball, but with those other two pitches, he can really add. You know, he should be able to add and subtract with that. So, you know, that's it's got, you know, a foundation of being something good if we, you know, get where that commands, you know, better. And I think it will be. You know, then, you know, we talk about the two long homers, but we hit five balls today that don't get to third base. You know, just one of those nights it kind of went our way, to be honest with you. You know, we smother five hits over there to third, and maybe the length of those homers kind of equal out the those hits. So, but it, you know, obviously ended up being a good night for us. Each one's a different – each series is a different animal, you know, and who you face and the pitching that you see. So, I mean, you know, there's going to be guys that aren't as good a matchup for him, and there's going to be a lot of guys that are better for him, you know. And so I think Colorado really was – you know, they threw some guys that have some pitches that, you know, can have a chance to give him trouble. So I think a lot of it's just matchup.
Is that a sign, Donnie, of his greatness this year that he's able to turn the page from the three strikeouts in last yesterday's game and flip it that quickly?
No, I think it's good. You know, you see the confidence that it's not, you know, a huge change. I know he's a guy that has good feel for when he's going good. He's able to hold that. I think there's times he gets out, he loses that feel a little bit, and when he does that, then you see a little different look up there. But in general, he looks like he's had it pretty much, you know, most of the year this year.
I know it's a team game with individuals. When you see the emotion of trying to get to a number like 60, and as he's getting closer to that, what are you kind of seeing from either the team or this kind of rallying around it?
Oh, I don't know. He doesn't seem that emotional about it. Honestly, I'm sure he is on the inside. But. I think, you know, when you see home runs like tonight, they're just fun to watch. I mean, you know, it's kind of always, you know, they just go further than most guys hit them. It's just like, and as soon as they're hit, I mean, there's really no doubt about any of most of his. So, you know, again, I think a lot of the club is how almost like I feel is that it's pretty amazing to be watching. It's just a lot of homers.
Now with 59 home runs on the season, Giancarlo Stanton has tied Babe Ruth for the ninth most home runs in a single season in baseball history. Giancarlo also becomes the sixth player in baseball history with a 59 home run season to his credit. He spoke to the media about being spoken of in the same breath as the legendary Bambino following the Marlins 7-1 win.
Those are all the guys you know, I looked up to, modeled my... I mean, some are lefties, but, you know, modeled my swings, my, you know, your home run trots, just the way the ball flies. I was able to see a bunch of them from the stands. And it's crazy to be in that company. It doesn't sink in yet, you know, it doesn't make sense really yet, but it's really cool. It's everything I've worked for and, you know, something really cool.
That would obviously be a pretty religious number in your sport. Do you allow yourself to think about that at all?
It's impossible not to think about, but the more you think about it, the harder it's going to be, for in my perspective. So, you know, take the rest of that bat to simplify it, and if it happens, it happens. If not, then, you know, it's not a failure. So I think I'll survive.
To finish strong when you've had such a good year, you know, obviously these four games are not for anything team-wise, but you know, just to finish strong and cap this season.
That's huge. It's huge. That's huge mental progression too. You know, you know you're not going past three more days, and you know you got to stay locked in. There's no easy hits. There's no layups here, so just keep it locked in and make sure the rest of the guys too.
You had a rough series at Coors Field.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you change from that series to
this one? Relaxed. I'd say I was overanalyzing, putting, not putting pressure on myself, but just overanalyzing situations, and that doesn't work too good.
When you see that slider coming in the eighth inning, what are you thinking?
It's coming into me. Stay inside that dang thing. That's the key. It's coming right into the barrel, so you don't come around it. Just stay inside, put a good swing. Don't try to hit a homer, and sometimes you do.
Do you give yourself the luxury of actually kind of watching them while you're down the first?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, see where they're going to go, where they're going to land. Sometimes they're too high, you know. You got to make sure you touch first. But, yeah, it's a good day. We got a couple more to go.
It took six starts at the big league level, but Dylan Peters finally has his first major league win as he took a shutout into the sixth inning on Thursday night. Peters spoke to the media after Miami cruised past Atlanta 7-1.
I just went out there trying to bounce back from my last couple starts and, just working to the glove, working with JT. You know, he's been playing this game for a lot longer than me. So the way he's calling pitches, I'm gonna listen to him and throw the pitches that he puts down. So I don't get all the credit. He definitely does. But obviously, watching Giancarlo do what he's been doing is just unbelievable, especially in my first year. And he just crushes baseballs.
It's a little bit different game up here, especially when you watch Giancarlo make contact with a baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about the post-game shower. I know it's kind of a tradition with rookies. Get your first win. How was it for you?
It was awesome. Just went into the shower, had the cerveza shower with all the condiments you can imagine and, just everything. So I had to take a shower after the first wind shower. So it was a pretty cool experience and everything I would imagine.
You're in a cart for fans who don't understand that. Is that what they normally do?
Yeah, like a laundry cart.
And then syrup, you name it.
Yep.
Yeah, regular
everything Sunday. Out of the food room.
Everything.
Dylan, the last time out, boy, you were in line for the win. You didn't get the fifth inning. That had to be frustrating for you because you pitched some games where you had the one game there in the first start where they lost the lead late. Just getting that first major league win, what does that mean to you? When did you start thinking about winning a ball game at this level?
It's always been a goal. You want to come to the major leagues, but you also want to stay. You want to win. Out there trying to compete, and I'm trying to learn and take everything from each and every outing, each and every inning, batter, everything. I'm just trying to learn, and there's a lot of older guys on this team that have been doing it a lot longer than I have, and I'm just trying to gain knowledge from them on a daily basis. And obviously I want to get as many wins as I can for the team, but if I pitch and we still win, that's a win for me. I'm not out here chasing stats and looking for personal accomplishments. So it was really nice to get my first major league win, but I'm really happy the team won as well.
I'll tell you what, maybe when you were younger, were you a left-handed shortstop? Because the way you were defending tonight, you made three or four great plays off the mound. Talk about how you helped yourself, because that was a pretty special defense.
No, believe it or not, I really couldn't field growing up. I was kind of scared of the ball, and I got to college, and my pitching coach was like, listen, you're going to have to field your position a little bit better than that. So I put a cup on, and I'll get in front of some baseballs now. Some of my surgeries have proven it, so but, yeah, I'm just bouncing off the mound as quick as possible any way to get it out. So I was fortunate enough to have three of those tonight.
The Marlins send Dan Straley to the mound on Friday. He'll be opposed by Luis Gohara.